welcome to the Sound of Theos, episode 4, I believe. Great to be with you guys. In case you're wondering, that was Disciple with Alone. Great little band I discovered not long ago. Really, really like them a lot. A couple things I want to get to before I get to the main crux of what we're doing today. I want to give a shout out to a couple podcasts that I recently discovered. I want to make sure you guys check them out too. The first one is the Bored Again Music podcast. And for the life of me, I can't seem to remember the website. I think it's boredagainmusic.com, I think. That's B-O-R-E-D. And I like their phrase, where boring music gets saved. I think that's kind of cool. If you can't find them there, if you go to godcast.org, that's G-O-D-C-A-S-T.org, you can find their a listing of their podcast. The other one is the Relevant Magazine podcast. Relevant is a... kind of a Christian music, Christian pop culture, although I don't like that term, magazine, and it's just a really great podcast, and they recently had a fantastic interview on there with the founder of XXXChurch.com. If you want to check out the website, www.xxxchurch.com, I believe Relevant Magazine is either Relevant.com or RelevantMagazine.com. That'll teach me to do my homework before I come on air. But go check that out. Definitely check out the very last one they did, where they talked about that they did the interview with Triple X Church, the founder. Just phenomenal about how he talks about their website dedicated to taking Christians, helping Christians and non-Christians with the issue of pornography. And they've actually gone to porn shows. They actually have, they're creating dialogue between the porn community and the Christian community with a lot of controversy, but at the same time, they're having a lot of results. And instead of polarizing these people, which is something I think we should learn in Christianity, instead of polarizing people that don't agree with us, we should make steps to really have a relationship with these people so they can in turn have a relationship with Christ. I think that's very important. So anyway, that is what I was talking about there, and I want to hopefully you guys, if you're a regular subscriber to openpodcast.org, you've had a chance to check out the episode of the David and Jane show. I'm going to play for you guys the promo real quick here that I came up with, because I had fun. Me and Jane sat down and just did like a 40-minute long session, and I'm just kind of hacking it up into different episodes, and then I ended up losing part of it. But anyway, we'll get to that later. So, but here's the promo for the David and Jane show. If you missed the very first David and Jane show, you missed quite a bit. But here are some highlights from episode 2, which I'm sure you'll enjoy.
Now, if you make yourself a star of your own life, you could be getting these flowers. You know, and I'm like.
Are you lonely? Have you wasted half your time in bars pursuing sins of the flesh?
What do you think about Jane, Napoleon?
She ain't
fat lard. I did not plan that, I swear.
Great. You.
Word of the day, necrophilia.
I don't.
Gerbils and recreation, I just thought, have been listening, and I guess it doesn't really have to. I thought, but anyway, that's off subject. So anyway, Mark,
my goodness.
Well, it's just some weird.
We digress.
Need an actual.
If a woman got a tape measure out on the date with me when we were first dating,
it's better to get that a 6-inch roller.
What exactly is rice pilaf? So make sure that you tune in right here on www.openpodcast.org and check out future episodes of the David and Jane Show. Until then, we're out. So there you have it, the promo for the David and Jane show. Hope you guys dig that. Just a fun show that Jane and I put, that I actually invited Jane to help me with, and hopefully there'll be some future episodes. So tune in right here, www.openpodcast.org. Get your podcast receiver set. Continue to support this venture that we are on. And now on to the main subject. One of my heroes, really, of the faith, is John Piper, and really the reason he's a hero of mine is because our theologies are so close. But if you ever, I mean, even people that don't particularly agree 100% with John Piper, as far as the way his theology is, because he is Baptist, they tend to really are drawn to the guy because of his passion and because of his writing. John Piper, like I said, he's Baptist. He's relatively Reformed, which is, means he's a little more Calvinistic in his theology, but he also is open as far as the charismatic gifts are concerned, which is a really cool thing for me. He just recently posted something called Don't Waste Your Cancer. And unfortunately, John Piper was diagnosed with prostate cancer. He's relatively a young guy. I think he's in his 50s. So he is going in for surgery for this. And he posted this, and I want to read this. And I don't think there's any copyright infringement involved in this, because he wants his stuff right, I'm sure. So I'm gonna read this to you guys. This is Don't Waste Your Cancer. By the way, if you want to check out John Piper's website, www.desiringgod.org is his website. This is John Piper. He says, I write this on the eve of prostate surgery. I believe in God's power to heal by miracle and by medicine. I believe it is right and good to pray for both kinds of healing. Cancer is not wasted when it is healed by God. He gets the glory, and that is why cancer exists. So not to pray for healing may waste your cancer, but healing is not God's plan for everyone. And there are many other ways to waste your cancer. I am praying for myself and for you that we will not waste this pain. Number one, you will waste your cancer if you do not believe it is designed for you by God. It will not do to say that God only uses our cancer but does not design it. What God permits, He permits for a reason, and that reason is His design. If God foresees molecular developments becoming cancer, He can stop it or not. If He does not, He has a purpose. Since He is infinitely wise, it is right to call this purpose a design. Satan is real and causes many pleasures and pains, but he is not ultimate. So when he strikes Job with boils in Job 2:7, Job attributes it ultimately to God in 2:10, and the inspired writer agrees, they comforted him for all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him, Job 42:11. If you don't believe your cancer is designed for you by God, you will waste it. Number two, you will waste your cancer if you believe it is a curse and not a gift. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, Galatians 3:13. There is no enchantment against Jacob, no divination against Israel, Numbers 23:23. The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly, Psalm 84:11. Number three, you will waste your cancer if you seek comfort from your odds rather than from God. The design of God in your cancer is not to train you in the rationalistic human calculation of odds. The world gets comfort from their odds, not Christians. Some count their chariots, percentages of survival, and some count their horses, side effects of treatment. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God, Psalm 27. God's design is clear from 2 Corinthians 1:9. We felt that we had received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. The aim of God in your cancer, among a thousand other good things, is to knock props out from under our hearts so that we rely utterly on Him. I'm going to stop there, and we'll finish that next time we're together. Don't Waste Your Cancer by John Piper. Until then, we will see you guys. We're out. Love, peace, and covenant. If I try